U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers today thank Senator Mike Braun, Senator John Tester, Senator Roger Marshall, and Senator Pete Ricketts for the introduction of the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 in the U.S. Senate. The bipartisan legislation would restore the original intent of the Food for Peace program without spending additional farm bill resources, all while safeguarding the interests of hardworking American farmers in providing food to those in need around the world. U.S. Wheat and NOG have joined the broader agriculture industry in backing the legislation, seeing it as an effort to use U.S.-grown commodities to fight global hunger, rather than spending American taxpayers' dollars to purchase food from competitors of the U.S. wheat industry. It is exciting to see the Senate join the House in supporting the role of U.S. farmers in the Farm Bill's international food aid programs, said U.S. Wheat Director of Trade Policy Peter Lauterman. The American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 offers an important rebalancing to ensure that Food for Peace remains focused on effectively delivering as much American-grown food to as many people in need as possible. We certainly want to offer a huge thank you to Senator Braun, Senator Marshall, and Senator Ricketts for championing this important bill. The American Farmers Feed the World Act empowers American wheat farmers to share our harvest and contribute to the global battle against hunger, stated Brett Schein, president of National Association of Wheat Growers and a wheat farmer from Oregon. Wheat, a vital staple grain accounting for approximately 20% of global calorie consumption, receives its highest quality from U.S. wheat farmers, making it an essential resource in nourishing the world. We've observed a shift away from utilizing American commodities in food aid programs over the years, which has resulted in diminishing transparency, accountability, and bipartisan backing. As Congress considers reauthorizing the Farm Bill later this year, this legislation provides an opportunity to revitalize the role of American agriculture in addressing global hunger. It underscores our dedication to providing food assistance to vulnerable populations while prioritizing our farmers ahead of foreign agricultural competitors. Montana Grain Growers Association is thrilled to see Senator Tester support this bill to ensure that American farmers continue to play a vital role in the Food for Peace program, said Nathan Keehan, NOG board member and president of MGGA. As a Montana wheat farmer, we believe in the power of our wheat to feed more hungry people worldwide. And this legislation supports that mission without additional taxpayer costs. Wheat farmers in Kansas and all across the country have a long history of supporting international food aid going back to the origins of Food for Peace, said U.S. Wheat and Kansas Wheat Commission board member Brian Lennon, a Goodland, Kansas wheat farmer who also serves on the U.S. Wheat NOG Food Aid Working Group Committee. Our nation and those in need benefit most directly and transparently from receiving American commodities instead of cash and vouchers. U.S. Wheat board member and Montana wheat farmer Denise Conover said using U.S. wheat to feed those in need across the world is a story that resonates strongly with every farmer. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.